You're listening to the Running Around Charlotte podcast, presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. One day, five events, with a race day distance for every goal and pace. Find out more or register at runcharlotte.com. The Running Around Charlotte podcast is brought to you by our partners at Novant Health Orthopedics. Runners like you are always on the move. Twisted ankles and broken bones can't wait, and neither should you. Novant Health offers walk-in appointments and same-day care at select orthopedic clinics to help you get back on pace. Visit novanthealth.org/ortho now to learn more. Now, here are your hosts for the Running Around Charlotte podcast, Tim Rhodes and DC Lucchese.
Our next guest on the Running Around Charlotte podcast is a name some OG Charlotte runners might remember. Quite honestly, we're surprised we're just now getting him on the program. Jay Holder is the executive director of Running USA. It's a relatively new role for him. He's the former vice president of the Atlanta Track Club, a former professional journalist and collegiate runner. And another item he can add to that LinkedIn profile: guest on the Running Around Charlotte podcast. Jay, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good. Tim, DC, good to see you guys.
Oh, man. Thanks for joining us, bro.
Great to see you. Before we get into...
Tim, one thing you didn't mention in that lineup, my first job in running is working for you.
Exactly. We were going to get into that a little bit, man.
Yeah. My first job in running.
I remember that. You were over at the TV station and you came and said, hey, I like to run and love to be a part of the industry in some way. And come on in when you're done at the station and, you know, some nights and weekends. So that was great.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Had a blast. We should have put that in the
We're going to get into that. Everybody remembers that. Well,
before we get into everything and what's happening now, let's take a quick jog memory lane and your time in Charlotte. Of course, we're talking about the Run for Your Life experience and the Charlotte Running Club, right? Like, tell us all about that thing.
You're the father. I moved to Charlotte in 2008 from Syracuse, New York, and I was, at best a lapsed former collegiate Division III, not that good runner. There's a lot of qualifications there, but I moved there and I didn't really know anyone. I moved there for a job at WBTV, the CBS affiliate there in Charlotte, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get back into running. That's how I'm going to meet people. So I started coming to there were Tuesday night runs at the Charlotte Running Company store in Dilworth. They met behind the store and they were kind of pretty fast. And I remember a bunch of guys coming out and seeing the same guys every week. And so I started signing up for races. My first race was the, it was a nighttime race. The Right Moves for Youth 5K.
Oh, wow.
Twilight 5K.
OG, man. Wow.
Twilight 5K. Still going. 5K. Man.
Yeah. Still going. So that was my first race, in Charlotte, and I hadn't run well in years. I had spent my post-collegiate years working really hard, but also going out a little, maybe too much, put on some pounds and got out of shape. But I ran that. I remember running like 18 minutes and thinking, okay, well, maybe I can, get back into this. So then I did the Thunder Road half and was on the postcard for quite some time. My parents still have it hanging on their refrigerator.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
That you guys put up. I'll make this long story shorter. I ran the Shamrock, the 4 miler there over in Stonecrest.
Yep.
And me and Paul Mainwaring, another fixture of the Charlotte running community, finished right next to each other. So I went up to him and I just said, hey, I'm kind of new in town. Can I come run with you? Where do you run? And so he invited me out to McAlpine, and he brought his friend Aaron Linz with him, who has gone on to become my best friend. And the two of us started training together. And then we met this woman named Caitlin, via Craigslist. She was also looking for training partners. She's graduated from Wake Forest and, was also looking for training partners. And we started training together and we just decided, hey, you know what? It looks like there's a lot of people doing this in town. Let's kind of organize this. So we started the three of us, Caitlin, Chrisman, Aaron Linz, and I started the Charlotte Running Club in 2009. It's really grown since. I think it's got a couple hundred members now. They put on the Winter Classic race every year. I was there through 2011. I moved to New York City. But the club really took off, and I'm proud to see where it's grown. I think the mark of a successful organization is that it can carry on long after its Its founders, its original leaders have moved on, and none of us are super involved in the club anymore, but it continues to do great things. So the Charlotte running community is like, I mean, because of the great retail space, because of the awesome marathon that you guys put on, it's a really, really awesome running community. I think it's a well-kept secret in the running world. And so I'm glad that there are groups that are bringing everybody together. And I can trace almost all of my running roots back to my time in Charlotte.
Well, that's awesome. And we miss having you here and seeing your smile and, you know, just having your presence at the races and the training runs and so forth. I want to shift gears a little bit. We talked about this. You are the new
executive director.
Director. I was going to say president, but executive director of Running USA. So for those that don't know, tell us what Running USA is, what its mission is, and how you decided to look for that opportunity, and what's the story behind it?
Sure. I actually wasn't looking. It kind of found me, which is great. I had I spent 8 years at Atlanta Track Club here in Atlanta, where I'm now based. I was the vice president of marketing and communications, and had just decided it was time to do something different. Didn't really have much of a plan beyond, I do a lot of freelance media operations for races across the country and around the world, and decided I was going to try to do that full time. And when I left, I got a call from the board president at Running USA, who said they were looking for a new executive director. And I knew of the organization. I had, and I'll explain that in a second. I had been to the conference and, you know, I was a member, but it at first really didn't pique my interest. And then she sort of explained to me what the mission is. And the mission is very simple. It's to grow participation in running by strengthening and emboldening the member organizations, which are event organizations, timing companies, some retail, a lot of vendors who are really closely tied to the event space, but also to really just do more with data and research and to truly become that advocacy group for the running space. And that really excited me. Tim, you mentioned I was a former journalist. I love being able to share facts with people. Yep. I was super excited to dive into this new chapter of Running USA, which is really to look at where the running industry is as a whole, who's participating in it, more importantly, who's not participating in it, and how we can recruit those people to be part of this awesome sport that we know and love. So our mission is to grow running. We are the number one trade organization for the running industry. We're a not-for-profit, and we do education. We do a monthly webinar series on and everything from preparing taxes for small businesses, which we're doing this month, to making sure that your medical safety plan is up to par. We do research. So we do the National Runner Survey every year. But as I mentioned a second ago, we're really about to expand how much research we're doing and the data that we're able to share through some partnerships that we're working on now. We do a conference every year. It travels around the country. It's a 3-day conference where we do education sessions. We have guest speakers, and we provide a lot of networking opportunities. So really just this conduit to bring the running community, which is just this awesome, a community that I think shares a lot of resources and doesn't really compete with each other, that we are all trying to help each other, that we sort of provide the platform for that in a lot of ways.
What? So you've been what, 6 months, 8 months?
I started at the end of November. So, okay. 4 months.
Yeah. Not quite six.
Really? Yeah.
What is the number one thing that has surprised you most that you've learned about the state of endurance running in the country, like through Running USA? Is there something that's popped out and you said, man, I just didn't realize that?
Yeah. There's a couple of things. On the micro level, there's one thing that I've really been surprised by and have sort of made it our mission to work to go and fix. And that is the lack of demographic information that's being collected in a consistent way across the country. So one of the things I learned very early on in my days at Running USA is a very small number. It's like 18 to 20% collect racial and ethnic demographics in their race registration platform. And there's a number of reasons for that. And and many of them are valid reasons. But we as an industry all the time talk about we need to diversify the sport. We need to make sure that our start lines look more like our communities. Mm-hmm. But if we don't know the baseline of what our start line looks like, it's really hard to say, well, we improved this much and here's where, you know, here's our 3 to 5 year plan. So for me, because we at Atlanta Track Club, we were collecting that information. So for me, realizing that the number was that small and how much work there was to be done to educate not only race organizers, but participants as to why that information is important to help us grow as an industry has been hugely surprising. And then I think, you know, the thing that it is the macro thing that's really surprised me is just how willing the industry is as a whole to reinvest itself in Running USA. So, you know, Running USA has been around for 25 years. They've done a lot of great things. But when I came in, I think there was just a little bit of a, I don't know where this is going. I brought out a whole new team in, and we have been met with such a welcoming reception from the running community of people who are excited to dig into some of this work that we want to do, who want to help. The number of people, you know, present company included, who have reached out and said, we want to help you accomplish these goals. It's not surprising because I know that the running community at its core is collaborative, but it's been really nice to see how people want to get behind doing the work that we want to do at Running USA.
Well, I think that's one of the big things, Jay. You and I talked about this, I think, either after the conference or after the trials, where it was like, you get as a practitioner, if you will, you get so caught up in the things that you have to do every day in order to make the event or make the events happen, that those big picture things, like, how do I measure my impact on sustainability? How do I measure my progress in inclusivity? How do I do those things and move, you know, so to speak, how do I move that needle where it's like, oh my gosh, that's such a 10,000 foot thing. How do I put that into practice? And I think that's one of the great things about having the opportunity every year to talk about those things, to reframe where you're headed. And I mean, I think you could put a big S on sustainability and say under that, bringing more people to the table is part of sustainability, just as much as not, you know, wasting natural resources is.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a really good point there, DC. Like, I think Running USA needs to understand that our members who are putting on races are busy. When you walk out of that conference for 3 days, that you've taken 3 days off of your 9-to-5 job, which is not a 9-to-5 job. Who works in the event space knows. But 3 days off of your primary job to learn and to engage and to network, you go back and you have to dig back right into the next event you're putting on or to the next customer that you have to service. So you don't have the time to really continue to facilitate the conversations that started at the conference. So I see our position as saying, listen, we know you're all busy. It takes a lot of work to put on events. Everybody's understaffed. Everybody wants more manpower. Everybody wants more hours in the day. We're going to keep this conversation going. We'd like you to be involved, but we're not going to put the onus on the members and the race directors and the event organizers to do the work that keeps it going. We'll do that. We just want your buy-in.
Yeah. And I one of the things I sensed, Jay, and I think this is a direct credit to you, is the enthusiasm from the constituents that there's new leadership and a new perspective. And I think fairly or unfairly, you know, there was kind of always this idea that, you know, it was really for the big guys, you know, for the Bostons and the Chicagos and the New Yorks and the, you know, and the little guys tended to feel kind of on the periphery of what was happening. And can I take some of this information and apply it to me or not? And so I really appreciate what you're doing in coming in and saying, hey, this data, everybody can benefit from it. This initiative or that initiative. So it's really becoming more for everyone. And I think that's what we all want. We consider ourselves, we had 7,500 runners almost this past year, but I still consider us as the industry, you know, by industry standards, I still consider us a smaller event compared to some of the bigger ones that we have around. So I think that's one of the driving forces behind what we're seeing with the enthusiasm that you spoke of.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously those big races, Boston, New York, Chicago that you mentioned, all have things that we can learn from, but Absolutely. Also you're doing things in Charlotte and they're doing things in Dallas and they're doing things in St. Louis that the big races can learn from. I think that thinking that all of the teachings have to come from the big guys down is not the right way to think of it. We're all doing unique things that we can pass on to each other. And that's the kind of environment we want to build.
Yeah, I agree with you. So talk about your time in Atlanta with the Atlanta Track Club. You guys hosted the mm-hmm. Olympic trials back in 2020, was it?
Yeah, right? 2020.
And so I saw you with your race director's hat on down in Orlando because like, hey, been there, done that. So let's let Jay help us with some of this. Talk about your time in Atlanta and you know, when people think of Atlanta, they think of Peachtree more than anything, probably. What about that?
Yeah, I started at Atlanta Track Club in 2016. I had worked in television journalism for a long time, but had been doing some freelance work at track meets around the country and got to know the executive director, now CEO of Atlanta Track Club, Rich Kanaugh. And he was looking to change things up and took a gamble on a TV journalist to be his marketing guy with zero marketing background.
There you go.
And I came down and it was just 8 incredibly rewarding years. I mean, you mentioned the Peachtree. There's nothing like the Peachtree. It is just an incredible event. I had never seen it until I worked it for the first time in 2016. And you just can't imagine that many people on a 6.2-mile course. I mean, you see the New York City Marathon and there's 55,000 people and it's amazing, but they're covering 26.2 miles. I mean, to see them all, you know, in a fraction of that is pretty incredible. I think Atlanta Track Club, you know, one of my big things here was Atlanta is a great running city. They put on great events. How do we get Atlanta on the national radar as a running town? You know, and that's a hard list to break into. When you think of running towns, you think of Boston and you think of Portland and you know, our goal during my time there, and it's still the goal, was to establish Atlanta as one of those destination places. The trials was really that supposed to be the kickoff for that. Of course, we all know that about 6 days after the trials in 2020, the world shut down and nobody raced for a while.
Yeah.
But that, you know, bringing the trials to Atlanta, probably my best memory of working here. You know, it was an incredible event. It was an incredible day. There's no race like the Olympic Marathon Trials, as you know, you guys know, you were there in Orlando this year and have been to many before, but yeah, that day was just an incredible day for Atlanta. I think it really sort of set the standard for what the trials can be and should be, especially on the athlete side and on the fan experience side. But yeah, I am so grateful for my time at the track club. I got to do so many things, meet so many people. I truly believe they are, you know, the premier running organization in the U.S. doing some just incredible races. Most of their races aren't as well known as the Peachtree, but if you come to a local Atlanta track club race, you're going to see something really special. You know, the community is super excited about the event, enthusiastic, and the club really just cuts no corners when it comes to putting on a first class experience, whether it's a 100-person race or a 60,000 person race.
How many events are the Atlantic Track Club involved in, Jay?
A lot.
That's a pretty round number, but okay.
We said in our, you know, I'm putting on my press release hat because I did all the press communications, but we said in our boilerplate, we did about 40 events and programs a year. So probably 25 to 30 of those are races, and they range. I mean, there's a marathon that was just a couple of weeks ago, and there's the Peachtree, which everybody knows. And there's a big half marathon on Thanksgiving Day, which is about 13,000 people, half marathon 5K. A pretty big 10 miler in October, but then there's also the club is a member based organization and it does 7 free events each year for its members. So part of your membership fee gets you into a, you know, what the club calls its bare bones events. There's not a shirt, there's not a medal, but there is timing and there's a start and finish trust, you know, the course is certified. So there's seven of those plus a series of track meets like you guys do in Charlotte, every summer. That are free to members. So there's a lot of that. And then there's training programs. There's a youth program called Kilometer Kids That's in, I think, 80 schools across the state of Georgia that gets kids in grades K through five running. There's a elite track and field team here. It's running fairly well. They just got a new coach last year. So the track club does a lot of things, but it's about 25 races, about 40 events a year. So it's weekends are, when you work at Atlanta Track Club, weekends are hard to come by.
Weekends are Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
if you don't have an event the next weekend,
That's what a weekend is. Yeah. So all of that experience that you bring to Running USA, what is something that you brought with you and said, you know what, this is something I learned through that 7 or 8 years at Atlanta that I really want to bring to the next national stage and the other side of the industry, if you will.
Yeah, I think there's two things there. One, Tim, you already sort of alluded to, and that's the importance of small races and big races sort of being on equal footing. And people think of the Atlanta Track Club and they think of the Peachtree, which, yes, is a massive race, but it's also an incredibly local race. It's 90% Georgia. So it's not the kind of race like a New York City Marathon, Chicago Marathon, where people are coming. I mean, you do get that, but it's mostly a local race. But the majority of the track club's races are less than that number you threw out for the Charlotte Marathon, less, well under 7,500. So there's a lot of small races. So in a lot of ways, the track club, despite being a big organization, having a lot of members, putting on a lot of races, sees itself as a small race organizer. So I think really being the voice of and the advocate for the smaller race organizer is really important to me, because I always felt that way at Atlanta Track Club. We were not, you know, our marathon is not much bigger than this. It's about the same size as the Charlotte Marathon. And that's one of the smaller marathons, but I think an incredible race and one that people could learn things from. And then the second, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say this. I think one benefit that Charlotte has is we've got faster hills.
Yes, you did.
We got that going.
And
for us,
I have run Atlanta before, and that
it's brutal.
That hill coming out of the park at 17 or 18 or whatever it is, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
Yeah. Somebody ran 228 on the course 2 weeks ago, about it on my run this morning. It's like, it's a brutal course. I'm training for rim to rim to rim in the Grand Canyon in May. And I ended up being out of town for the marathon, but I was going to jump in and just do it because it's so hilly. I'm not selling the race right now. That it would be great training for the canyon. But yeah, the hills here are brutal and they're no joke. And Charlotte's not that much better, but it is, I remember running Corporate Cup and coming up Moorhead a couple years ago. I say a couple of years ago, it's probably like 15 years ago now, but that's brutal.
Yeah. It's still there. Yeah. It's still
there. Moorhead still exists. Still
there. Yeah.
But the other thing.
Yeah. Storytelling. One of the things that you're going to see coming out of Running USA, and maybe your listeners not as much because we're a fairly B2B organization at the moment, but we're gonna be doing a lot of industry focused content, telling the stories of successes and things that have worked and things that have not worked. We've got a couple of really interesting things coming out in the next couple of weeks from people at we have one coming out from our friends at Twin Cities Marathon. We do have one coming out for our friends in Chicago. We've got a piece coming out on some volunteer success stories. So I really want to generate more content and storytelling because the running industry has so many stories to tell. And that was a whole focus of our marketing at Atlanta Track Club. Let's tell our members' stories. So I think that we can apply the same at Running USA.
I think I will follow up with you on that. Yes. You just sneak something else in there? I mean, you said for the time being, when you said this is, did you sneak something in there?
yeah. I've been kind of subtly dropping that.
That's what I'm about to say.
I think that Running USA has a lot of potential. And one of the most exciting things about this job is that, deciding where to start, deciding which potential to capitalize. We can't do it all, right? There's only four of us on staff. And so, the focus right now is data research content. But I think that there could be something there in the future for Running USA to reach a bigger audience.
Oh, boy. All right.
Stay tuned, right?
Break. We're breaking some news here on the Running Around Charlotte podcast. Thank you, Jay. See, we are listening as you're talking. Yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Man, it's gone by fast, but we really appreciate you jumping on the show with us and sharing with us a lot. I guarantee a lot of our audience has not heard about Running USA. But it is, you know, we do care. Like a race, whether you're a race director or another constituent in the endurance industry, what we call the endurance running industry. And we want to find ways to get better. And we do that through networking and trade shows and things like that. So I'm excited about it. I hope the runners and our audience is excited about it because, you know, we always want to raise the bar on what we're doing. We want to improve. We want to get better. We want to offer something that takes a step in the right direction from what we did the year before. So thank you for sharing your time with us and for leading an entire industry. No pressure, right?
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for having me on. And thank you for letting me come in and work in the shop all those years ago. When I went into the running industry, I said, I never want to leave. This is it. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And you just summed up why. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
All right.
Good to talk
Take
to you.
Care.
The Running Around Charlotte podcast is presented by the Novant Health Charlotte Marathon. Running Around Charlotte is produced in partnership with Well Run Media and Marketing. New episodes are available every week, anywhere you listen to podcasts.